Bruchim Aboyim and welcome to part 19 in our series on Bitochin. And because we are now, Be'ezus Hashem, less than 48 hours away from Chag HaPurim, we would like to discuss Be'ezus Hashem the Inyan of Bitochin, which is of course our project, but with specific regard to the Chag HaPurim. And we will see in Be'ezus Hashem tonight that Bitochin is very much a central theme in the whole Chag and the whole Nes of Purim. And Be'ezus Hashem, we will see tonight how hopefully this can make a very real difference to our celebration and to our Avodah on Purim. Let's begin with the words of Sheshanat Yaakov. In the period of Sheshanat Yaakov, we say the following words: Lohoidia shekol koivecho lo yevoishu v'lo yikomu lo netzach kol hachoisim boch. Translated, Lohoidia, in order to inform, shekol koivecho, all those who hope and trust in Hashem, lo yevoishu, will not be embarrassed. V'lo yikomu, and there'll be no shame, lo netzach, forever, kol hachoisim boch, all those who seek refuge, have bitochin in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So clearly, Purim and Kriyas HaMegillah have something to do with bitochin. We've just read the Megillah and we say that this teaches us that all those who have bitochin in HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not be ashamed. So the Brisker Rav explains that this is very much connected to the words of the Rambam. Because the Rambam teaches us that we read the Megillah not only in order to describe the nisim that happened, but also, in the words of the Rambam, kidei lohoidia ledoireis haboim, in order to inform all generations for all time to come, that when it says in the Torah that when you call out to Hashem in tefillah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is close to you, you must know that this is true. And this is manifest in the Purim story. So the Rambam is teaching us Lohoidia. That's the purpose of reading the Megillah, Lohoidia, in order to teach us this Yesod. If you come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you are Beiteach in Him, you daven to Him, then you will see Yeshuas. You will see salvation, and that's what happens on Purim. The Briskerov said that, of course, parallels those words, Lohoidia shekol koivecho, all those who hope, who trust, who feel secure with you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, lo yevoishu. We must, of course, explain that whilst the Rambam was talking specifically about the koyach of tefillah, calling out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but by now we, of course, all know that tefillah is absolutely predicated on the Midah of Bitochin. As Rabbeinu Yoina famously writes, Mi she'eino boiteach boi, if you don't believe and trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then why would you daven to Him? The greatest expression of Bitochin that we have is our day-to-day tefillah, and in fact, any tefillah. When in fact we daven and call out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that is a manifestation, a practical manifestation of the Midah of Bitochin. So the Rambam is teaching us that the Nes Purim happens as a fulfillment of that pasuk that says when you call out, you daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then you become close to Him and you're zeicha to Yeshua. That's what happened on Purim. In fact, listen to the following words of a Medrash in Tehillim on the pasuk: Becha botchu avoseinu, our forefathers were boiteach in you, says the Medrash, three words: Eilu, Mordechai ve'Esther. Mordechai ve'Esther, they are the example of Becha botchu avoseinu. So we clearly see that Bitochen is not just connected to Purim, but as we're going to explain, it's in fact the basis of the entire Yeshua of Purim. And the reason is because the Maharal, and later on we'll see it's the Medrash, the Maharal says, Hatzolat Yisrael, the salvation of Klal Yisrael, Begula Zeh, in this particular redemption, Hoya Mikol Hatzilah. It all came about through davening. Bishvil Shahashem Yisbarach Shoma Tfilosa. As we know, Mordechai himself davened, Esther Amalka gathered in Klal Yisrael and brought a tremendous arousing of tefillah and tshuva, and the Maharal said that the entire Nes Purim came about through those tefillahs. Do you know why they needed those tefillahs? They needed those tefillahs for a very simple reason. Let's go back to the beginning of the story. Klal Yisrael, against the instruction of Mordechai HaTzadik, attended the Seuda of Ahasuerus. Says the Medrash the following staggering words. Omar Rabbi Yishmol, Shmoino Osor Elef V'chamesh Meyos. 18,500 people went to this party. They ate, they drank, and they should not have done so. Came along the Sotom and said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how long are you going to remain connected to this nation? Look what they've done. They've rebelled against you. They've partaken in the Suda of Ahasuerus. If I were you, said the Sotom to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I would wipe out Klal Yisrael. Do you know what HaKadosh Baruch Hu responded? Yes, you're right. Hovei li Megillah, said HaKadosh Baruch Hu. These are quite frightening words. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to the Sultan, bring me a Megillah, and I will write in it clear. Clear means absolute annihilation. Yes, Klal Yisrael deserved to be wiped out. The Medrash then describes dramatic scenes. The Ovos, Avram, Yitzchok, Yaakov Avinu try to intervene. Maybe we can bring about a zechus to spare Klal Yisrael from being destroyed, but to no avail. There then ensues a conversation between Moshe Rabbeinu and Eliyahu Hanavi. And Moshe Rabbeinu says to Eliyahu Hanavi, is there any tzaddik in this particular generation? And the Yonobi says, yes, there is. Ushmoy Mordechai. Listen to the following words. So, he said to him, Leich vohidiyoi, quickly inform Mordechai, kedei sheyamoi mishom bitfilo. Let Mordechai come forth and daven, and then ani mikan v'nevakesh rachamim aleh mifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Moshe Rabbeinu said, let summon Mordechai, and he down here on planet Earth, and I upstairs in Shomayim will daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's indeed what happened. So you see from this Medrash, that's why tefillah was so necessary to bring about the Yeshua of Purim. Because without which, Klal Yisrael were deemed punishable because of their chait by partaking in the Suda of Ahasuerus to the extent that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, bring me a Megillah, they deserve to be annihilated. Staggering words. Klal Yisrael did not have a zechus essentially to survive. They had rebelled against HaKadosh Baruch Hu and they deserved to be wiped out. But the zechus to tefillah, and as we explained before, tefillah is based solely on the midah of bitachon, that's what brought about the Yeshua. So that's what we're referring to when we say in Sheshanas Yaakov, Lohoidia shekol koivecha, all those who place their trust in you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, look at the results. Where do you see that in Purim? You absolutely see that in Purim. Because Purim was all about bitachon, which manifested itself in tefillah. As we said, B'cha botchu avoseinu, Elu Mordechai v'Esther. That is Mordechai and Esther. So you see very clearly, the entire Yeshua, the whole miracle of Purim was all about B'cha botchu avoseinu. That manifested itself in tefillah, without which Klal Yisrael deserved to be wiped out. But we need to ask a big question. Let's go back to that very first line we began with. Lohoidia, we say in Shoshanat Yaakov, Shekol Kivecho Loi Yevoishu, will not be embarrassed. What does that mean? Which embarrassment is being referred to? Shekol Kivecho, all those who place their trust in you will not be embarrassed. And again, in the continuation, v'lo yikolu, there will be no shame, lo netzach, forever, kol hachaysim boch, all those who trust in you. Which busha is this referring to? And why does bitachon allay that busha? Do you know why this is so important? Because in fact we say this in our tefillah every single day. In the bracha that deals with bitachon, which is of course al ha-tzadikim, what do we say there in the tefillah? V'sein sachar toiv, l'chol avoitchim v'shimcha be'emes. And then what do we say? V'simchalkeinu imohem lo'olam, v'loy nevosh, ki v'cha v'tachnu. We will not be embarrassed. Why? Because we are boiteach in you. Once again, you see this correlation. Apparently, if you are boiteach in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you will not end up being embarrassed. What is this embarrassment that's being referred to? And why, if you are boiteach in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you end up not being embarrassed? So the truth of the matter is, that not only is it the Musach of the Tefillah, it's actually a Pasuk in Tehillim. Because the Pasuk in Tehillim in Perek Lamed Aleph says, B'cha Hashem Chasisi, it is in you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that I seek refuge, Al Eivoisha, and I will not be embarrassed, says David HaMelech. Here comes the key. Says the Metzudas David, one of the great commentaries on the Navi. Do you know what David HaMelech meant? What did he mean when he said that if I have bitachin in you, I won't be embarrassed? He says, do you know what it means, I won't be embarrassed? Loi eivoish, I will not be ashamed. Lo'olam, af she'ein bi zechus, even though I'm not really deserving of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's kindness. The Malbim says exactly the same thing. Eini ro'u, I am not deserving al pi ma'asai, according to my deeds. This is the busha that's being referred to. A person who knows heart of heart that he's not a tzaddik. He knows that he doesn't really deserve the chesed, the brocha, the neis, the yeshua from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So how will he deserve it? It'll be a tremendous busha for him, because he'll have difficulties in life. He'll never ever get out of them. He'll never see the Yad Hashem in his life. Why? Because he doesn't deserve it. What a tremendous shame. Everybody will know that this person is clearly a Rasha. So how do I allay that busha? With bitachon. Why does bitachon dispel that busha? And the answer is because we say a pasuk in Tehillim, Habayteach Bashem Chesed Yisoyvavenu. If somebody places his trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then he is encompassed and surrounded by Chesed. That's not Din. By the strict letter of the Midas HaDin, maybe this person doesn't deserve an ace. Maybe this person doesn't deserve a Yeshua. But when you have Bitochen in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you enter a different domain. Which domain is that? The domain of Chesed. Habayteach Bashem Chesed Yisoyvavenu. Look back now at the Loshon of the Bracha that we daven in Shemoneh Esrei every day. The same Sochar Toiv L'chol Avodeichem B'Shimcha Be'emes. Give great reward. Which reward? What's the reward of being Habayteach B'Kadosh Baruch Hu? We once discussed this in the past. It might not even be a mitzvah to be Habayteach in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So why do you deserve reward? And do you know what the answer is? The reward of Bitochen is Chesed Yisoyvavenu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu interacts with you instead of with Din, he interacts with you with Chesed. Because were he to interact with us with Din, we will be embarrassed. Because who can stand up? Mi yitzak lefonach o badin. Who can say that he's genuinely deserving of brachas? He's genuinely deserving of chesed, of nisim, of yeshuas? It's a tremendous busha. But if we boiteach in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how does that manifest itself in the fact that we daven to him? Then we deserve, and altogether we enter a completely different territory. And that territory is Chesed. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu will send me my Yeshua, even if in fact I'm undeserving. That way I will no longer be embarrassed. That's what the Pasuk means in Tehillim. Chosisi, Becha Hashem Chosisi. I seek refuge in you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I have bitochen in you, and therefore, al eivosho, I will not be embarrassed. That's our tefillah every single day in davening. V'loy neivosh, we will not be embarrassed. Why? Ki becho batochen. Because we have bitochen. Had we not had bitochen, HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have interacted with us, al pi midas hadin. Midas Hadin would have been a tremendous busha because we're undeserving of anything of Midas Hadin. We don't have the necessary zechuyos. And that is exactly what happened on Purim. As the Medrash described, we just mentioned the Medrash, they didn't deserve a Yeshua. To the contrary, Alpi Midas Hadin, what do they deserve? To be wiped out. In fact, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, bring me a Megillah, and it would have read a very different story. We would not be here discussing it today. Until Moshe Rabbeinu and Eliyahu HaNavi interceded, and they appointed Mordechai to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you daven, which is a manifestation of bitochen, then b'chol bokhu avriseinu, then there's no busha. The whole Purim Nes came about through tefillah. It was all based on Betochen in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And because of that, even though they were actually undeserving of a nes, but they were zeicha to a nes nonetheless. That's what it means. Lo ha'idia shekol kaivecho lo yevoishu. If you only place your trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you pour your heart out in sincere and genuine tefillah, then lo yevoishu. You won't be embarrassed, meaning you'll be zeicha to chesed, not din. With din you might well be embarrassed, because you don't have the necessary zechuyos. But the Purim story teaches us that you can enter a different domain. That's the limit of the Nes Purim. Every single person, every one of us, we look ourselves in the mirror and we think, perhaps we don't deserve a Nes. We might well need a Yeshua. Whether it's Parnasa, or Refuah, or Shalom Bayis, or Chinuch HaYelodim, whatever it may be, we all need our Yeshua. Do we deserve it? And the answer may well be, Al Pi Midas Hadin, perhaps we don't deserve it. So what does that mean? We're all over, it's finished, we have no hope. We have one ticket. And the Purim story teaches us what that ticket is. Lohidia shekol kreivecho lo yeivoshu. There is one way to be zoicha to Yeshua, even if you are undeserving. And that is, if you are boiteyach b'kodesh baruch hu. How does that work? Because ha-boiteyach b'ashem chesed yisoyvavem. That's the same sochar toiv lochal ha-boitchem b'shimcha b'emes. And if you are boiteyach b'emes, you daven sincerely, genuinely, avoido shebaleiv, then v'loi nevosh. That's the limit of the Nes Purim. But there is one very important addition. Those of you who are with us on Thursday night for the Parashashir, we discussed the unique nature of the Nes Purim. The Nes Purim did not happen during the Zman of the Beis HaMikdash. It did not happen in Eretz Yisrael. It did not happen in a period of our history where there was Gilui Ponim, open miracles. Rather, the Purim Nes was the most concealed miracle of them all. In fact, as we all well know, the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not appear in the entire Megillas Esther. Because it was all Megillas Esther, Legalois Es HaHester. The avodah was to reveal HaKadosh Baruch Hu behind that mask. That's why we wear a mask on Purim. It was all hidden. So says the Chassam Sofer, a phenomenal thing, and what a tremendous chizuk this is. He asks, this is the very first of his drushes on Purim, why do we have such a tremendous celebration on Purim? Even more than Hanukkah. On Hanukkah, what is the avodah? We say Hallel, we light the candles, and that's it. It's not a whole day of celebration. And Purim seems to be, from all the halachas that we know, a day of mass celebration. Why is there such a tremendous simcha on Purim? Says the Chassam Sofer, because the limud of Purim is the great chizuk for us, even during the galus. Even though, he quotes one of the early commentaries, the Yosef Lekach, we might have many aveiros, and we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, and we don't deserve Nisim, but we can still be Zoicha to Nisim. Who says? The Purim Nes says. That's why we make such a celebration on Purim, because here we are, stuck 2,000 years in Golos. We also don't have a Beis HaMikdash. We're also living in a period of Hester Ponim. Why are we in a period of Hester Ponim? Clearly, we don't deserve Alpi Midas Hadin. We don't deserve the Beis HaMikdash. Clearly, we don't have the necessary Zechuyos for the Beis HaMikdash to be constructed once again. So Alpi Midas Hadin, we are undeserving. Does that mean we are finished? We are doomed? The Purim celebration is that celebration that tells us that we are not doomed. And the Chassam Sofer says that's why we drink wine on Purim. We can celebrate, we can be the Simcha. What Simcha is there? We're not tzaddikim. If we were, the Beis HaMikdash would have long been reconstructed. So what do we deserve? We don't deserve any Nisim. How can we be Zoicha to Nisim? Says the Purim Nes, even in Golos, in your national Golos and in your own private personal Golos, you can be Zeicha to Nisim. Do you know how? Says the Chassam Sofer in his last line, even in the Tzoris, and even if you don't have the Zechuyos, but if you are Boiteach in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'nashlich kol yahavinu al Hashem, we put all our trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then we too can be Zeicha to our personal Yeshua and our national Yeshua as well. How well this fits in, therefore, with our theme. So let's come back and finish off with that opening line once again. What do we say in Sheshanat Yaakov? Lohoidia shekol kivecho lo yevoishu. All those who place their trust in you will not be embarrassed. Why should they be embarrassed? Because they don't have the necessary zuchuyos to be zoicha to a nes by din. Veloy yikolmu lo netzach. What does lo netzach mean? Forever. Shuoso moiso lo netzach. Why is the teshua? Why is the salvation of Klal Yisrael? Why is it lometzach? We're still in Golos. V'tikvosom l'chol doyer v'doyer. Why is it our hope for every generation? And the answer is because Mordechai v'Esther unlocks the secret for us. That even if you are not deserving al pi midat hadin, you can still be zeicha to a Yeshua. In every generation. Even now in Golos, even though there's no Beis HaMikdash, even though perhaps it's true we don't deserve it, but we can enter a different domain, and that's called HaVoteach B'Hashem Chesed Yisrei Vavem. We can enter a different domain in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu interacts with us, not Al-Pi Midas Hadin, but rather Al-Pi Midas Chesed. That's the same Sochar of Toiv Lochal Aboitchim B'Shimcha B'Emes. Because if that happens, V'loi Nevosh, we won't be embarrassed. Ki B'chovotachnu. If we were B'Teach in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then we too can be Zeicha in miracles. Where did we see that? What was our precedent? The precedent was the Purim story. So when we say those words, the Mit Hashem on Purim, Lo'idia, this should centralize the avodah of bitachon, and in particular the avodah of tefillah. It is well known many Gedolei Yisrael davened for several hours on Purim. We know that Amalek was brought down, the very first downfall of Amalek. How did that come about? Moshe Rabbeinu raised his hands, Klal Yisrael davened. It all came about through tefillah. Tefillah is a central avodah on Purim. We have many avodahs on Purim. We have an avodah of Torah, Kimu v'Kibru. We have avodah of Chesed, all the mitzvahs, Mishleach Manos, Matanos, Be'avyonis. But the specific avodah of tefillah, Rabbeisai, is absolutely central. And as mentioned, there isn't a single person who doesn't need their own personal Yeshua. Purim is an auspicious day to daven for that Yeshua. If it's HaBoitchim V'Shimcha Be'emes, it's heartfelt tefillah, then we can stand up and say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even if we don't deserve it. Even if our Pi Midas Adin, we don't deserve this Yeshua, but they didn't deserve it either in the times of Purim. And there was Zeicha to it nonetheless. How? Through Bitochen. Specifically, Ba'avodah Tzilah. Mordechai was the Shliach Tzibur. Klal Yisrael was the minion. Everybody davened. And it was through that Koyach of Tzilah that they were able to say, Lo Yevoishu. We will not be embarrassed. So what a tremendous chizuk this is for us. When we celebrate Purim every year, we're celebrating, as mentioned, both on a national level, but also on a personal level. We can all be zeicha to Yeshua, even if we don't deserve them. There's a tremendous segula, and that calls bitochen and tefillah. So if, on our Monday night project, we're learning, chedus avod v'shar ha-bitochen, but as we've said so many times, the avodah of bitochen is it should not remain in the realm of theory. It's got to be converted into practice. And there is no greater practical manifestation of the Midah of Bitochayim than through the Avodah of Tefillah. And there is no day more auspicious for Tefillah than that of Purim. So, Mit Hashem, all of us should be Zeicha to daven properly on Tanis Esther, which is a day for Tefillah, and then on Purim itself, at night, during the day, Mincha, Shachris, every Tefillah, that we too should be able to be Zeicha to those nisim, just like Kadosh Baruch Hu asked the nisim la v'yseinu v'yomim ahein, imit Hashem, bazman hazeh, Those who genuinely place their trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not be embarrassed. We should all be zeicha to our Yeshuas. We should be zeicha to a Purim Sameach and only to hear the Surahs, Tevahs, Yeshuas for all of us, for all of Klal Yisrael.
Amen.